Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
It's washing day today. Dirty washing, that is. Yes, today's the day we finally get sight of the 7,000-page report into the Steinhoff fraud and subsequent collapse. The IBEX Group, as Steinhoff is now called, has decided not to appeal against the Supreme Court of Appeal ruling that it must hand over the report to several media outlets. You'll recall that PwC was commissioned to do the report, but then Steinhoff, as it was, released a mere 11-page summary, which was distinguished only by its blandness. Top international headline this morning, carmakers Nissan and Honda are considering a merger in a bid to create a rival to Toyota. It would also counter the threat from EVs like Tesla and the growing number of Chinese carmakers. Several options are on the table, including a merger, capital tie-up, or the establishment of a holding company, but no date's been set for a decision. On the markets, it's all about the Rand this morning, which has taken a hit ahead of today's interest rate decision by the US Fed. We're expecting a small rate cut in the US, but a much slower rate of cuts next year. That's bad for the Rand, because the interest rates here would then look bad in comparison. So, this morning, the Rand sits at 18.09 to the dollar, 19 to the euro, 22.98 to sterling. The dollar itself unchanged at 105 to the euro. On the JSE last evening, the all-share, the top 40, both down 1.6%, London's FTSE down 0.8%. New York, the Dow down 0.6%, the S&P 500 down 0.4%, the NASDAQ down 0.3%. And Asian markets are mixed this morning. Gold at 2,645, platinum 938, Bitcoin just under 105,000, and Brent crude oil just over $73 a barrel. And finally, we've talked about Bitcoin and its record prices over the past couple of days. I've even said it's been the best performing asset in 2024 by far. Well, thanks to Bloomberg columnist John Authors, I learned that there is something better. Care to guess? Gold? Diamonds? Lithium? A currency? Nope, none of the above. It's cocoa, the basic ingredient of chocolate. Authors reports that for more than 60 years, cocoa never exceeded $5,000 a metric ton. But this year, it went from 4,200 to top 10,000 in less than 4 months. And then late last month, when the International Cocoa Organization stated that this year's deficit of beans, already the largest on record, would be bigger than previously feared, it went to just under $12,000 per metric ton, up 181% year-to-date. That is better than Bitcoin, and now I really do have to hide my chocolate bar from the rest of the family.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.